This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, guess what? Thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. When Parler comes back, we're over there, too. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things that we're up to over there, and you'll know what we know when we know it. All right, our number one, here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, not everybody is happy with the new president, Joe Biden. We've got violence erupting right now in, of all places, Portland, Oregon. Imagine that. The anti-Biden Antifa crowd is out and at it as they are swarming and attacking police officers. They're tossing objects at them. They're being arrested. They've also tried to set one of those autonomous zones up again in Portland, Oregon. And when they did that, that's when they got into the clash with the police. But we also have a bunch of vandalism going on in Seattle with the same Antifa group out there. So I guess not everybody is happy with Joe Biden on the left side of the aisle.
Yeah, this is really a development, Captain. Of course, you know, I think we do need to mention that back in the presidential debate, Joe Biden, now President Biden, said that Antifa was an idea.
So yeah.
To sort of poo-poo the whole idea that that they were real people doing really bad things. And but evidently they did, of course, clash with police as well in Portland just yesterday evening. So this is a big deal. There was another news alert that came out just recently saying that that they had damaged an ICE building and that police have now declared, of course, an unlawful assembly. No surprise there, of course, but generally speaking, Captain, maybe the far left is not going to be happy now that President Biden is now inaugurated. I mean,
well,
what will please them?
Nothing. An unlawful assembly in Portland is the code word for riot.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, and yep. And again, what you're seeing there, gee, imagine that. What you're seeing there is what you saw going on at the Capitol. Imagine that. And some of the people are dressed in the same garb that they were wearing at the Capitol. Wow. Isn't that a coincidence?
Isn't that a coincidence? And, of course, Captain, for any property damage, any other of these issues that are arising from this riot, I hope that they prosecute the same to the same extent with the same fervor as they went after those who did what they did at the Capitol back on the 6th.
Now, President Trump former President Trump, I have to call him now, I guess, came back to Florida yesterday. And I heard a couple of the ABC networks say, well, President Trump left like a dog with a tail between his legs. And one of them was Jim Acosta. And there was no one here really to see him. He left in shame and embarrassment. And there just was no one to welcome him. Did you hear what happened in Florida?
Well, I saw that there was just all kinds of people.
Thousands of people, as we told the people about for the past several days, lined up on Southern Boulevard where they could, outside the Palm Beach International Airport, all the way down to Mar-a-Lago. That's the road that takes you right to the club down there, Mar-a-Lago. There were thousands of people out on the road with flags, American flags, Trump signs, welcome home, President Trump, thank you, President Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They were all over the place, and very few media sites even bothered to show it. They just said, well, President Trump had just came home alone and all this other crap. But it just wasn't true. It just was not true.
Well, again, this is a good example of the structure and the power of the mainstream media in this country and their perceived ability amongst themselves as well to create that storyline, create that narrative. I perchance to think a lot of those comments were already sort of made up prior to the events actually happening. I saw one commentator on one of the networks say, well, he looks small. He looks like a small man walking towards the helicopter.
I heard that.
And this kind of stuff, you know, I don't think that's off the top of their heads. I think they're just waiting for it. And but the thing is, so many people see through that, Captain. And then while President Biden calling for unity, a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute. how is that going to work? Everybody wants to have unity. I want to have unity. You want to have unity. Everybody wants to have a good thing.
Can't we all just get along?
Well, sure, but the idea, of course, is that it's not so much that they're insulting Trump. They seem to be insulting anybody who ever voted for Trump.
Well, make no mistake about it. The movement that President Trump started is still alive and well. And his words, not mine. He said it's only the beginning. He also said what we did when we came here to do and so much more we have done. Above all, we've reasserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people. Well, we'll see how long that lasts. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll entertain any thoughts that you have. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. By the way, yesterday ran into a fellow that I gave 4 packets of Relief Factor to on a weekend at a gun show. He was having some problems, and he saw me, and he says, "This literally kept me going for the weekend. And because it worked so well for me, I turned around and ordered the product. And I've got it now, and I'm taking it, and it's working quite well." Well, thank you very much for telling me that. And I'm not surprised because, again, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body to reduce inflammation over time and also helps to go straight to the source of the pain and get rid of it at its source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. No narcotics in it at all. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in. It also helps the healing process. And all it costs is $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, what I tell everybody is try the $19.95 3-week quick start. See what it does for you. If it works for you, then you know that you've got a product that you can use whenever you want to use it because you can start it at any time, you can stop it at any time. You can get it on a regular basis or you can get it once and just hold onto a sack for a while and then turn around and order it again down the line. I mean, it's all whatever you want to do. It's a you thing. It's not a we thing. It's a you thing with that. You get to be your own boss of applesauce. So just go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the little tutorial that's there. There's a little video if you need to see what it is that it's all about. And then $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. I mean, after all you got to do is lose pain, right, Kyle?
Exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Now, we were talking about something during the break. You want to bring it up?
Yes, Captain, you had mentioned something about the left making calls for, quote, an army of citizen detectives
That's right.
to monitor and report Trump supporters inciting or encouraging violence.
Online and in public.
And in public, exactly. Yeah. And, of course, nobody should incite violence or of any kind or that kind of thing. We don't stand for that. But it's interesting, though, the very notion of an army of citizen detectives to, I guess, spy or eavesdrop or do these kinds of things, that's kind of like the Soviet Union model. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Well, it's also like Germany.
Yes, exactly
back
right.
Back in the 30s. The brown shirts, we call them.
The brown shirts, exactly right. So we see these things in history, and while President Biden continues to call for unity, for example, Captain, you know, of course, everybody wants to be unified, generally speaking, with common values. But, for example, all these things that are going forward, the idea of the impeachment trial that could happen after, now that former President Trump's out of office, you know, is President Biden really under the illusion that that creates more unity rather than less unity? And so, again, we'll hear these terminologies of unity, these calls for unity, but if somehow anybody across the highways and byways, we're not talking about people that went into the Capitol building, we're talking about people who just live out in the big world in our country here and voted for Trump because they wanted the different policies, economic policies and so forth, they're not to be spied on. And so it's hard to see how you go forward with unity in that environment.
With the facial recognition that's going on, there are some people in my area that went up to that rally that also went I don't know if they went into the Capitol, but they were there on the Capitol steps or very close to it. And because their pictures were recognized by the facial recognition technology, guess who's come knocking on their doors?
The FBI.
That is correct. To ask them about their involvement, what they were doing, this, that, and the other. We saw your picture, blah, 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 blah. Did you see anything? Because they have a death investigation going on over a police officer. You know that, right?
Of course.
Right. So obviously that's one of the reasons they're doing that. But, you know, I kept telling these people, whatever you do, obey the law. And then when they told me, you know, where they were at, I says, we're up here at the Capitol. For God's sakes, don't go inside. Because if you do, you're going to get arrested. No exception. And there is no exception. Anybody that went inside that Capitol is being charged with criminal trespass.
Exactly right. And it's a very, very hard lesson. But it's the right lesson, and it's the right thing to do to prosecute, because there was no excuse for what happened on January the 6th.
Yep.
But again, you know, we talked about this briefly the other night. Bill Maher said, hey, don't confuse, you know, as he just rounded number 5,000 people with 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump in the last election.
That's right.
And he was right on the money with that. And so, in other words, you talk about unity, people have political disagreements. They have different ideas of policy in terms of taxation, in terms of whether or not we should be in the Iran nuclear deal, that kind of stuff. And these people aren't, and in other words, we shouldn't just go at one another the way that we've seen these things happening over policy. But the media has been instrumental in making this, Captain, into a personal vendetta problem, which just does nothing but divide us, and it makes our foes in the different parts of the world just giddy with happiness because they think we're coming down.
And there were around 1,000 to 1,200, maybe 1,300 of these black-shirted, fatigue-dressed, backpack-operated, body-armored, helmet-wearing folks that were there standing up on the upper-level Capitol steps before the crowd ever got there. These are the same people we saw in Portland and Seattle yesterday.
Exactly right. And for some reason, to even mention that is kind of verboten, as it were, because the narrative is it's just only Donald Trump supporters. And some Donald Trump supporters.
Donald Trump supporters do not get dressed up like that.
Well, they don't. Exactly right. But again, you know, we just want to know what really happened. We want to know the truth. We don't want a story to be told to us.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden has said that he's going to lead the mechanics of the Trump impeachment trial to the Senate, distancing himself from what's going to take place. It's pretty obvious to me that Mitch McConnell is signaling that there is going to be an impeachment trial in the Senate. I don't know if there'll be enough votes to pass this because, again, this isn't majority. It's got to be two-thirds, and two-thirds is, what, 67 out of 100?
Right.
I'm not sure they're going to get 17 Republicans to go along with this.
No, but they also, if there's any other delay in this, there'll be a lot of time to apply pressure in the public court of public opinion on different senators, and it'll become more of a bandwagon. But honestly, Captain, I think, you know, Alan Dershowitz, who's no Trump supporter by any stretch of the imagination, has said this is an unconstitutional act.
Yeah.
And so if we're willing to simply throw away the actual guidance of the Constitution because it's about Trump, well, then that diminishes constitutional rights and the rule of our constitutional law for every single person in the country. I wish that the people on the far on the left side of the aisle could really perceive that, but this is all consuming for them. So how do you move forward? Well, so the one thing Biden could do though is he could say, look, this isn't helpful. This goes against everything I said in my almost everything I said in my inauguration speech, and so let's move on from this.
Well, there's a very strong possibility that this could cost Mitch McConnell his leadership position if he goes along with this, because there will be a move to have him removed as a leader of the Republicans in the Senate. I'm not sure who would take his place, but we're hearing all kinds of grumblings.
Well, exactly. And one wonders, if Mitch McConnell, because he's really made these signals, President Trump, he fed them lies or this,
well,
that, the other thing, and it sort
you
of
have to under, you have to understand why. Okay, Mitch McConnell's wife owns a shipping company. It's funded by the Chinese. That's a fact. Okay, the ships are built by the Chinese that she has. The cargo that she hauls is Chinese cargo. She gets paid by the Chinese. They're her customer. So what do you think the kind of pressure is they're putting on McConnell and his wife, saying, hey, if you want to keep your cushy business, your multi-million dollar business, then you better play the game because we own the football?
Yeah, that's
do you not think that's not going on? I do.
Yeah, well, it would certainly go along with what we've seen in history. This is how these things work. And it's been very, very unfortunate. But again, yeah, I think it would absolutely devastate his position as a Republican leader in the Senate. And again, it's about going after everything about the Trump, the garden variety Trump supporter is not the monster that the media makes them out to be.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to make Kyle a fashion reporter because we're going to talk about a coincidence that was shared yesterday by Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and Michelle Obama. And there was a reason for it. We're going to tell you what the reason was. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has confirmed the first of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence. She becomes the first woman to hold that position, which was created following the attacks on September 11th. Haines was approved by an 84-10 vote. The Senate Finance Committee has scheduled a vote on Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen for Friday. She's also expected to be confirmed with bipartisan support. The Biden administration will pause some deportations for 100 days, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The order says some deportations will be paused in order to ensure a fair and effective immigration enforcement system focusing on protecting national security, border security, and public safety. The memo does add that the department will continue to enforce our immigration laws. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there in the good old town of Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hua out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is their website. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, go to the website, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. You can type in your zip code, and you can get a cost comparison for the car that you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV you're driving. Maybe you got an ATV, a boat, whatever. They do have boat insurance. So whatever you have, they can cover that for you. And then take a look at your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy if you have one. If you do, you can bundle it all together and save even more money. So the website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, first, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller. We're going to go to the caller. You ready?
I'm ready.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Deborah from Clearwater. How you doing?
We're doing. What's up?
I had a question, and Professor Kyle, I'm wondering, how is it that, I still call him president. He's my president. President Trump is gone. He's out of the White House. He's back in Florida. How are they going to prosecute him for impeachment? He's no longer a president. He's no longer in politics. How are they going to do that?
Okay, thank you, Deborah. Well, you don't have to be present to be tried on that, do you?
Well, according, I think, to the Democrat Senate leader, but generally speaking, there has been some precedent in history for people who had already left office, which were subject to impeachment by the Senate, basically, and they had a Senate trial. And but in this particular case, it seems to go against the plain reading of the Constitution in terms of what does it mean to impeach the president. The House will do the articles, Senate will do the trial, and if they convict him, they can remove him. But there's nothing to remove now.
The only one was not even recent history, but in history, was with Ulysses S. Grant after the Civil War. There was a judge who had rubbed everybody the wrong way by some of his decisions, and Ulysses S. Grant didn't care for him. And they went to impeach him, and because he had been removed from office and had left, he'd left on his own, quit, he decided that he was out of the clear. Well, Ulysses S. Grant said, oh, no, we're going to impeach this guy. And it was a judge, federal judge. And they did impeach him. And they did find him guilty. And then, after he was found guilty and impeached, after he'd already quit, Ulysses S. Grant pardoned him.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It was just the principle of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
politics, all politics.
Well, you know, something else that Alan Dershowitz had said in regards to all this is that, well, wait a minute, if now suddenly impeachment can simply be for citizens and not someone who's holding office.
Yeah, and none of this should surprise anybody. They're trying to destroy Donald Trump. They don't ever want him to run for political office again, or at least they think if they do this that he will not be able to be electable. But again, if he does start a third party, and there's a possibility, we're hearing about it, if he does, he probably would call it the Patriots Party, because that's the name that would be out there, not Patriot Party, but Patriots with an S. And somebody already bought the that name, that Dominion, so we'll find out what's going on. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Ann, I think this is Ian. Is that Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. How you doing?
We're doing.
I want to answer her question. I'll tell you why they can do it. Because they got the power. That's why. And the United States government has been lawless for quite some time now. It's blatantly illegal and unconstitutional as far as I'm concerned because it's out of office. But that's not going to stop them. And when I say this government has been, it's been lawless and unconstitutional for quite some time, like since 1913 when they brought in the income tax, unconstitutional and un-American, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. They took us off the gold and silver standard. If you read the Constitution, money's supposed to be gold and silver. This government has been lawless and unconstitutional since at least 1913. Some people would argue longer than that. I say 1913. There's other arguments, 1865, whatever. But basically, the modern era, 1913. Don't be surprised they got the power. And you're going to see, we're seeing the outlines of an emerging dictatorship here. Of
Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
It happened long before Barack Obama.
He's the shadow president right now. He is.
Oh, well, this is Obama's third term.
That's
correct. All knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew this was coming.
Yep.
And Donald Trump, I hate to say it, he made a big mistake by not pardoning Edward Snowden, Assange, and the other guy, that Kerouac guy, because of the threat that McConnell made.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
You should have called McConnell's bluff. McConnell's going to go right along with his bluff. The uniparty is emerging for everybody, even the dumbest among us, to see. So that's your answer, lady.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Yeah, and again, Ian is rendering opinions, some of which have already been challenged in the U.S. Supreme Court and have been decided the way they are. So if the U.S. Supreme Court's the highest court in the land and they make the rules, and they do, enforce them or make them or change them based on the Constitution, that's what they're supposed to do, we're stuck with what we're stuck with at the moment.
Well, right, but of course, let's say that they go through with that. I think it will derail any kind of real hope of getting real unity, as it were. But what it will do, though, of course, it will further cement the idea that the Democrats are just reacting in this because they think that they can get political points.
If you want unity, let's start with the media, the social media websites. Let's start with the Facebooks and the Twitters. Let's do something to bring them in line, because they have the power of God. They're continually banning people. There's a number of my friends that are being taken off Facebook. They say it's a suspension for a little while until things calm down. One person told me the letter they got said, or the note they got from Facebook said, was for about 10 days. Well, that 10 days is a cooling off period, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They think a lot of this stuff's going to cool off, because these people, some of them, have been going hot and heavy with some of their comments. And I warned them. I says, hey, you think you're invincible. Guess what? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it did. And again, that's censorship in a big time format. But if you're going to do that, then you need to be regulated. Now, the funny thing about the radio business and the television business is somebody said something to me a while back. Well, you're censoring that person. Yeah, maybe I am, but guess what? I'm in a regulated industry. There's certain things you can say and certain things you can't, and that's why I sit here with a dump button, because you'd be surprised how many people call in and render a foul or vicious or malicious word that's not supposed to be heard on the air, and I push the dump button, you never even know what's happened. They don't even know what's happened.
Well, exactly right. The idea of free exchange of ideas is one thing, because obviously you're talking about policy, you're talking about legitimate discourse, but when it strays from that, then that's why it runs afoul of the regulated airwaves, like you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm in a regulated business, okay? Now, the Internet's not regulated. They can say pretty much whatever they want over there. That's why all these people are going to podcasts, because then they can get over there, they can use their profanity, they can use their sexual innuendos and all this other stuff over there, and it doesn't matter. Okay, now, I want to mention something here. I've got a press release in my hand. It was the first press release that came out from the White House, and I got it late yesterday. It says, acceptance on behalf of the United States of America for immediate release. I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, having seen and considered the Paris Agreement done at Paris on December the 12th, 2015, do hereby accept that the agreement and every article and clause thereof on behalf of the United States of America, done at Washington this 20th day of January 2021, signed Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States. We're back in the Paris Climate Accord.
That's right. And of course,
and that's going to cost us a bunch of money.
It's going to cost us a bunch of money. It's going to cost us a bunch of jobs. But again, this is really more of a virtue signaling than anything else, but it is going to have some pretty deleterious effects. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought, folks, when we come back, it's time for the Truckers Highway Bible Report. We got some interesting things going on out there weather-wise. So I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Always brought to you by the Pilon Flying J truck stops out there. I'm going to be up at a Flying J today up in Dade City. So if you guys and gals are around in the afternoon, you'll be able to see me there about noontime to 2 o'clock. Now, in the meantime, here we go.
capital from way back in the day. And I mean, that's going back 50 years there, friends. And Kyle, what do you think?
Oh, I like that song very much. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That was when men and women were proud of it. How about that? All righty, well, here we go. The fact of the matter is, folks, Steppenwolf, that's who that was, and that's a blast and a pass and oldie. But Goldie, let's see, that's what we used to say. I used to do the Saturday Night of Gold years ago when I first got into radio, and it was, hey, everybody, and I wasn't the captain then, because I wasn't a captain at that time. I was just a firefighter. Hey, everybody, it's Matt Bruce with a Saturday Night of Gold. It's an oldie but goldie classic, and, you know, do that sort of stuff. But anyway, still got the voice. Okay. Locally heavy rain may bring a threat of flash and urban and small stream flooding across the lower Mississippi Valley Thursday and Friday. And a clipper crossing southern Canada is going to bring lake effect snow into the Great Lakes and light snow into the Northeast Thursday through Saturday. Now the snow is going to start out in Michigan, work its way across Ohio, work its way into New York, and then be out into New England. So, that's where we're looking now. In the meantime, we've got some fog down there in the Gulf. We've got rain, and Debbie told me that they were getting rain out there in Arizona. So, Kyle, you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are monitoring the flash flood watches that are going on in southern Arizona as you're coming across Interstate 8 through the Sonoran Desert, heading towards Yuma and coming out of Yuma as well, heading on over into California. So we're watching that. It looks like one of the Weather Service reports says their flood watch continues until about midnight Pacific time. We're coming up on that here real soon, but yes, the rain showers will persist, it looks like. So people have to be careful, obviously, in those areas. And this extends almost all the way to San Diego, just a little shy of there. High winds that we had throughout Southern California, most of California now off the weather map, winds dying down, so that's good news. We're seeing the same basic story in many other places where we had a lot of high winds over the last couple of nights or so. But that's unfortunately not the story for our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. They continue with high wind warnings along I-80 and Interstate 25, of course. But up in Montana, Captain, tonight we continue with the winter weather advisory along I-90. If you're traveling west out of Billings, heading towards Bozeman, on your way to Butte, Montana, you've got that winter weather advisory. And then also, of course, looks like over in Idaho, central Idaho, you've got the winter weather advisory going on there tonight. And over on the 4th of July Pass near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, if you're coming across I-90, reports of wet pavement right there and cloudy skies right now. So, of course, be careful as you head up that that pass there with that very steep grade.
Okay, now, moving over to the east, I'm going to start down in the Gulf States to begin with. Texas, from Galveston around to Lafayette, Louisiana, you've got fog along the Gulf there, inland about maybe 20 miles, so be advised that encompasses Houston, I-10 all the way over to Lafayette, Louisiana. And then over in the New Orleans area, there's some fog there. Be advised of that. That's just for about maybe 20 miles or so, so that's not too bad. And then going straight up into Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, Lakes Huron, Lake Superior, and Lakes Michigan, the lake effect snow machine will be kicking in with the wind blowing the way that it is today. We just mentioned that about the snow that was up there and the clipper coming across. That also will eventually work its way over into Ohio and Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, and New York State again, which right now is on the mend from all the snow they got in the Tug Hill Plateau. So it's not looking too bad there. And that's about the synopsis of the weather tonight there, Kyle. By the way, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop, where you can go in there and tell them that the captain sent you, and I told you that you get yourself a free cup of coffee for going in there and mentioning it, and you will, and they will. But here's what you want to do. You want to become a member of the Drivers Club, and you can get points for the fuel that you buy for your rig. You can get points for the food that you buy for yourself in a restaurant or whatever, and then the store, if you need to buy supplies, you get points for that too. And the points count just like a discount when you want to use them. It gives you a discount off whatever you buy, or you can use it for the catalog that they have to buy great products there, right, Kyle?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, when we talk about the food that you're going to find at a Pilot or Flying J, you're talking about Wendy's, you're talking about perhaps an Arby's. How about this? A Huddle House.
Yep.
And, of course, also, you know, if you're craving maybe something from DQ, they've got that, as well as Subway or Denny's. Or some of my favorites, Captain, I love the Cinnabons are really good. So they have all these different kinds of things when you pull in, especially if you've been out on the road and you're hungry.
Now, I was just watching some video coming out of Portland, Oregon, and they had a banner, and it said, we don't want Biden. We want, I didn't catch the second part because the screen moved real fast. And it said they wanted to, you know, go after cops for, quote, murder and this, that, and the other. And there were a couple other things. I'll have to find that banner. It was a banner they were holding up there. In the meantime, they were busting the windows out at the Democratic campaign headquarters in Portland, and they left on the front door their big logo for Antifa, the big circle with the A in the middle of it.
Yep, yeah. And yep. I think I saw that banner as well, Captain, and I think it was, we don't want Biden, we want revenge.
That's it, yeah. We don't want Biden, we want revenge.
Yeah, yeah. And they're imperialist wars or this kind of stuff. And so it looks like they're off to a running start here. And again, what a horrible scene to see the destruction of property and so forth, and that's not what we're all about.
Yeah, they were holding the banner up, proudly taking pictures of it, doing selfies and all that stuff, putting it out on the Internet, because that's what they do, put it out on the Internet, while they were all masked up and their people were busting windows in the background.
Exactly, exactly. So again, it's like the more things change, the more they stay the same, and I think we're going to have this kind of scourge to deal with for quite some time.
This is why Nancy Pelosi and her IRC need to understand that there's some other things going on that are more serious than anything that she can think of, including impeaching Donald Trump, which is ridiculous, and I hope that Donald Trump fights back. Now, he's in Florida right now, and he's got people that in D.C. By the way, there was a report that came out. I'm looking at it right here. Donald Trump, while he was president, lost half his net worth. Lost half his net worth.
That's just unbelievable. And, of course,
And he never took a salary.
See, I was just going to say, that's right. He's always donated that. And Captain, he just couldn't catch a break. From even before he even took the oath of office, they were talking about impeach 45, this kind of thing. And
you mean your congresswoman out there? Impeach 45! Impeach 45!
Right, right. But so
did somebody take a mop and stick it in her mouth?
Well, there was no honeymoon for Donald Trump at all.
No. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with hour number two. And I hate to be so graphic when I use my Maxine Waters impression there, but that's about the way she sounds. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.